Here's another End Times update.
Well, here's our Mark of the Beast update for May. And if you've been following our updates from the start, then you know that this microcomputer chip technology is gaining ground worldwide at a rapid pace. Well, we add this reminder quite often in these updates by saying that we don't think that this implantable chip is the exact mark of the beast that we read about in Revelation chapter 13, but we do believe that this current spread of chip technology is setting the table for the day when the world is taken by surprise by some sobering turn of events. Well, here's the passage that I'm referring to from Revelation 13. There I read, "He had power to give breath to the image of the beast, so that words might come from the image of the beast, and that he might have all those who did not give worship to the image of the beast to be put to death. And he gives to all, small and great, poor and those who have wealth, the free and those who are not free, a mark on their right hand or on their brows, so that no man might be able to do trade except he who has the mark, even the name of the beast or the number of his name." Having read that passage, let's turn our attention to our old friends at Applied Digital Solutions, ADS, with their VeriPay system. This time it pops up in a nightclub. Listen to this. The VeriPay system is a new syringe-injectable microchip implant for humans. It's designed to be used as a fraud-proof payment method for cash and credit card transactions. The chip implant is an advance over credit cards and smart cards, which, absent biometrics and the appropriate safeguard technologies, are subject to theft, which can result in identity fraud. This VeriPay chipping event was a huge success, says Conrad Chase, who's the director of the Baja Beach Clubs International. He said everybody embraced the electronic payment application. "My customers like the fact that they don't have to carry a credit card or an ID card with them. And with this VeriPay system, they no longer have to worry about their credit cards getting lost or stolen." You know, this is like a scene out of a science fiction movie. You take a syringe, inject the microchip implant, and then all the beautiful men and women of the nightclub scene pass by a scanner or a reader. It recognizes their identity, their credit balance, and even automatically open doors to exclusive areas of the club. Except for one thing. It's not a sci-fi movie. The director of the Baja Beach Club in Barcelona puts it this way. "By simply passing our reader, the Baja Beach Club will know who you are and what your credit balance is. From the moment of their implantation, they'll have a free entry and access to all VIP areas." Chase went on to say, "The objective of this technology is to bring an ID system to a global level that will destroy the need to carry ID documents and credit cards." During a recent American radio interview, Chase said that the CEO of VeriChip, Dr. Keith Bolton, had told him that the company's goal was to market the VeriChip as a global implantable identification system. So you're not planning to go to a nightclub in Spain in the near future, right? So what's the big deal? Well, we continue to track this technology into areas that people don't think about very much. For instance, FN Herstal, which is the manufacturer of the Browning and Smith & Wesson firearms, have plans to develop an implant firearm system that would make a firearm functional only to the individual who had an implanted chip in him that corresponded with the gun. The scanner in the gun would be designed to recognize only the owner. So everywhere we turn, this technology continues to pop up. And all over the world, humanity is sleeping while this technology gains ground. We'll be back with another update later.
Being a Christian, now is it blind faith?
Answers with Ken Ham, president of the Bible Upholding Ministry of Answers in Genesis. Well, Ken, the Bible tells us that without faith, it's impossible to believe the things of God. But what sort of faith is this? Surely it doesn't mean that Christians should just blindly believe God's word.
The exciting thing about being a Christian is that it's not blind faith. In fact, it's the evolutionist who has the blind faith. You know, sadly, I've found many Christians who don't see this. I've often found that when I've asked Christian young people how they know God is creator, usually one of them will tell me that they have to have blind faith. But I explain to them that we're commanded by Peter to give reasons for what we believe. We're also told in Scripture that the evidence that God is creator is so great, if anyone doesn't believe, they're without excuse. I then teach these youngsters how to defend their faith logically, that design, for example, means a designer. The information in our highly complex genes couldn't arise by chance, and intelligence had to be responsible. The evidence fits with the Bible, not with chance evolution. What kind of faith is the Christian faith? Well, it's a logical, defensible faith right from the very first verse.
For answers, go to our website, answersradio.com. Read our free booklet on carbon dating, dinosaurs, and the origin of the so-called races. It's all found at answersradio.com.
Here's Carolyn Ahrens with Eternity in Our Hearts.
The feeling that somebody's watching when we're dreaming in the dark. It's the whisper we hear in the silence. Eternity in our hearts. It's the sense we are meant for a journey, but we don't know where to start. It's a restlessness nothing can settle. Eternity in our hearts. It's the longing for a yearning and a promise. It's the questions without any answers. It's a puzzle missing parts. It's the secret we've all but forgotten.
The bird.